Shortly after dark on the night of May 7, 1864, the Army of the Potomac abandoned its line amid the smoky ruin of the Wilderness and marched southward. Leading the way, Warren's corps left the dense thickets of the Wilderness only to find rebels drawn up in line of battle near Spotsylvania Courthouse. Anticipating Grant's next objective, Lee had beaten him there. For the next 2 days, the armies continued to come into position around Spotsylvania Courthouse, where Lee's line formed a broad salient known as the Mule Shoe. On the afternoon of the 10th, a single Union division led by Colonel Emory Upton made a rapid advance against a segment of the Mule Shoe and succeeded in breaking through and occupying the enemy trench. Lacking sufficient support, the attackers were eventually forced to withdraw. But on the basis of Upton's initial success, Grant set in motion plans for a massive assault against the apex of the Mule Shoe. As preparations for the attack went forward, Lee mistook the enemy's movements for signs of a general withdrawal and ordered his artillery to be removed from the Mule Shoe. The error played into Federal hands as a massive block of Yankee infantry advanced upon the now vulnerable salient at first light on the 12th, storming the rebel defenses virtually untouched by shell or canister fire. What followed was some of the fiercest hand-to-hand fighting of the war, as the rebels were driven out of the salient to fall back on a hastily constructed secondary line. For the next 7 days, Grant continued to hammer at the Confederate line, attacking first the enemy's right flank and then his left. Making the most of interior lines, however, Lee held fast to his position. On the 19th, in hopes of luring Lee out into the open, he readied Hancock's corps for another wide sweep to the south. And the next day the race was on once again as both armies rushed to new positions along the North Anna River.